Thank you, Mark. Good morning, Fenton Crossing Bible Chapel. I want to thank the Lord for blessing me to be part of this fellowship for the last little over a year. As Mark mentioned, whenever I'm here, I am mostly attending this fellowship. And I want to thank the elders of this assembly for giving us as CEF an opportunity to share with you what we do in the in the U.S. and globally. And so for the next few minutes, we will look through what CEF Child Evangelism Fellowship as an organization is involved in. But really wonderful that we could sing together, "Jesus Loves the Little Children of the World." And that brought joy to my heart, because our heart is for the children of the world. And also to sing that we are washed by the blood of the Lamb. This morning too, we had a wonderful opportunity to remember the finished work on the cross of Calvary and to remember our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the last about a year that I've been coming, the church here, the Bible teachers have been teaching on 2 Corinthians. And I really appreciate the church for taking the time to do a systematic study of the books of the Bible, because that gives us in-depth understanding into what the writer or what God intended for us. So today, I will be basing some of what I share from what I've been listening to through the speakers here. But before that, let me just introduce myself. That's my family. I think by now, many of you have seen all of us, because at one time or the other, we've all come here. My wife is Julie, and I'm blessed with two children, Jonathan and Joanne. Joanne is older. She was here a few weeks ago. So as announced, I serve at Warrenton at headquarters, but I live in Dubai. I am from India and grew up in Kuwait, lived there for 48 years, and most recently moved to Dubai. But I travel here quite often, so I am pretty international, if you may, from that sense. And so living in Dubai, this year, I'm 4 weeks in Warrenton, 2 weeks in Dubai. So I head out next week, and then 2 weeks later to come back, and God willing, as with my wife, so we, God willing, will see you in a few weeks' time. I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, and really, when I look back at my life, I join with Paul here in saying, it is God who establishes us with you in Christ, has anointed us, and who has put a seal on us and given us a spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. What a wonderful couple of verses it is. And when we look back into our life, when I look back into my life, I see God's hand in establishing me, in calling me into full-time ministry. Even though I served with CEF for 27 years, it was as a volunteer. I had a day job. I was heading a company. But about 2 years ago, the Lord called me into full-time ministry and made me part of the team here. So he has put his seal on us as a family and given us a spirit in our hearts to serve him. And I praise God that God has brought me to be part of this ministry. There's no greater joy than to see the next generation being won for the Lord and being established in God's word. And that is really what CEF is all about. As Child Evangelism Fellowship, for us, our base verse that we use is Matthew 18:14, where the Lord himself said, "So it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that even one of these little ones should perish." So that is our founding verse. And with that, the vision of CEF is to reach every child of every nation with God's word, with the gospel, and to see them reading God's word every day. And that is what you will see with CEF, that we constantly have this of every child, every nation, every day. And we endeavor to reach every child with the gospel. If you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 15, and I'm reading these verses because you have had in-depth study in it, but Paul reminds us in chapter 2 that in the time of Moses, when he met the Lord, there was a veil. He had to put a veil on his face so that because the children of Israel could not see him. But we are reminded that that veil has been removed. In verse 15, it says, "For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, a fragrance from death to death, to the other, a fragrance from life to life." And as CEF, it is our desire that we, as an aroma of Christ, would be able to share the gospel with children who are in darkness, who are under the influence of so many satanic practices or attacks of the devil that are there, and to share the gospel so that we would be a fragrance for them to come out of darkness into life, from death to life. Of course, not everybody does come, but our vision and what we are called as children of God is to share the gospel and then leave the rest to the Spirit of the Lord to work. So as CEF, we have been serving the Lord for since 1937. I would like to share a video of the history of CEF.
1916, California, USA. Jesse Irvin Overholzer, or Mr. O for short, preaches the gospel to the adults in his flock, but not the children. Then he read a sermon by Charles Spurgeon, which said a child of five, if properly instructed, must truly believe and be regenerated as an adult.
But in my heart I said, Spurgeon, you're utterly wrong. A child of five can't say what he believes. And I tried to dismiss the thought, but the Holy Spirit burdened me with it more and more. And I saw that if there was any truth in his statement, that there was a door of opportunity lying open before us that we were not entering at all, for I knew of no one at that time who was leading small children to Christ. Finally, I decided to lead some children to Christ and then watch them and see whether there was any evidence of their being regenerated.
Among the 20 children Mr. O led to Christ were two sisters. Soon after, their mother came to a revival meeting and accepted Christ herself.
As soon as I felt that I could, I went to her and said, "Would you mind telling me what has influenced you to come to Christ?" And she said, "It changed lives of my two girls." And that's what started the salvation.
Mr. O left the pastorate and began a child evangelism movement. Inspired Christians gave funds to hire two full-time children's missionaries. Each missionary taught five after-school Bible clubs. In just the first 3 months, 300 children trusted Christ, and hundreds more attended the clubs. More volunteers joined the movement, but they needed training. In 1923, Mr. O started a school later known as Children's Ministries Institute. These new children's missionaries taught in churches, homes, and when there was no room indoors, they taught outside. Then in 1929, the Great Depression hit. Funds and morale were low, but God supported the missionaries, and the work continued. Child Evangelism Fellowship, or CEF, was incorporated on May 20, 1937. Its first offices were donated by a volunteer, Mrs. Gwendolyn C. Armour. Mr. O traveled North America, challenging churches to reach children. He preached from Matthew 18 so often, the whole page wore out. Matthew 18, 14 says, "So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." CEF ministry
off for Brazil. By Mr. O's death in 1955, CEF had chapters in more than 1,000 U.S. cities and 60 other countries. And CEF continued to grow steadily. A fellowship of workers and leaders, missionaries and volunteers, board members and ministry partners. By God's grace, Mr. O's army of child evangelists continues to grow to this day. Our goal is to reach 100 million children each year. You can be a part of this growth. Join us in prayer for the children of the world. Give so more children can hear the good news. Or join us as a full-time worker or volunteer as the Lord leads you. With God's help, let's work together to reach every child, every nation, every day.
The vision that God gave to Mr. Jesse Irwin Overholster, or as he is popularly called as Mr. O, has blossomed and been blessed by the Lord that we have now a ministry that spans across the globe. So as we read here, that fragrance, that aroma of Christ that was started in Michigan, where Mr. O was from, has now spread across the world. The Lord blessed CEF in 1975 with a property in Warrenton, Missouri. And so we moved headquarters to Warrenton, Missouri. That's very close to you. That's where I stay when I come here. And so like Mark said, it's about an hour drive. So that's the time it takes for me to come here. Now, CEF was established with a very clear purpose statement. And I will read that purpose. It's on the screen. Child Evangelism Fellowship is a Bible-centered organization composed of born-again believers whose purpose is to evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to establish or disciple them in the Word of God and in the local church for Christian living. So we have three core principles that we operate by, which is to evangelize, the word Child Evangelism Fellowship. So we evangelize boys and girls all over the world. And those who come to know the Lord, we disciple them, mentor them in Good News Clubs and other ministries with the aim that they can be attached to local assemblies or churches so that they can continue to grow in the Lord. As you heard in the video, it was founded in 1937. We now operate in over 200 countries. United Nations only reports 196 official countries, but CEF operates in even more countries because there are nations which are not recognized by CEF, by the United Nations, because they are still under the rule of United Kingdom or Netherlands or others, but we operate as independent chapters there. Last year, the Lord blessed us to reach 26 million children, and God continues to help us, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, that we continue to share the gospel so that the veil can be removed and so more can come to know the Lord. In verse 16 we read, But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is not a spirit. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. That is what we preach to the children, that their veil can be removed, that they can have freedom in Christ Jesus, that they can be freed from the attacks of the devil, from being under bondage with the devil. As CEF, we have various ministries, children's ministries that we operate, and some of them you're familiar with, especially some of the more mature Christians here, experienced Christians, have been introduced to Good News Clubs, maybe not so recently. And so we have various ministries. I will take you through each one of them. But the purpose of each ministry is so that we can proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. We can proclaim the gospel. And we can, as I said, mentor children so that they can be discipled in the word. Good News Club is one of our mainstay ministries. It is an ongoing weekly ministry, which happens in many areas. It could be in schools. It could be in homes. It could be open air. It depends on whatever opportunities we get. We have Bible lessons, games, songs, various activities. Some of that you're seeing on the display that's there behind. And we teach them mission stories. And the idea is to meet them on a weekly basis so that we can mentor these children. Another ministry that started recently and has really helped CEF is Christmas party clubs. It is to use the season of Christmas globally, because it has become such a commercialized that even in Hindu countries or Muslim countries, we are able to use that season to invite children to come to hear the gospel. We don't openly say to come to hear the gospel. We say, would you like to come and join a Christmas party? And that's why it's called a Christmas party club. This has been such a success globally, especially in very sensitive countries, and even in countries like Russia or Europe, where parents are not keen for children to hear the gospel, or there's a great apathy to the gospel, but to send their kids to a Christmas party, they are willing. I used to live in Kuwait, and the building community that we lived in, we had people of many religions from many backgrounds, nationalities. So as a family, we decided to open our home and invite children for a Christmas party. Do you know what? Even our neighbors who are Arabs or who are Muslims, they said, we heard you're having a Christmas party for children. Can we send our kids? And so what we thought could be handled in a living room ended up with, we had more than 50 children. So we couldn't have it in our living room. So we actually had to rent the clubhouse so that we could have the gospel there. We have had other homes where parents would come and help out, and they were covered in their Muslim veil, you know, the abaya, and the mothers were helping it, and we were like, oh, hope they don't make a problem. But you know what? At the end of it, they said, my kids want to come back next year too. And so we praise God that God has helped us, that through this ministry, we are able to reach millions of children all over the world. I would like you to take for you to see a video of last year's Christmas Party Club program.
Over snow-ridden mountain paths, down rushing jungle rivers, on slippery, muddy roads, and across busy cities, an army of evangelists traversed across the globe to fulfill their mission. They were not held back by the constraints of busy holiday preparations, war, or the threat of persecution, because the eternal lives of boys and girls were at stake.
Christmas time provides many opportunities to reach children who have never heard the gospel. Many children don't attend church, but they're excited to attend the Christmas Party Club. We teach them a Christmas story, share the good news of Jesus, and give each child an opportunity to receive Jesus as Savior.
Through Christmas Party Clubs, the true story of Jesus captured the hearts of children as they discovered who He is and what He did to provide forgiveness of sins and life everlasting, even in countries where the gospel is not welcomed.
Rafi was overcome with the emotion of hearing about Jesus through the Christmas Party Club. He said he knew Jesus as a prophet. During this Christmas Party Club, he came to know that Jesus is not just a prophet. He is the Son of God and He is the Savior. He also added that He is going to share this good news to all the children, ask them to come and see Jesus and believe Him.
In 2024, God used CEF missionaries in a mighty way to share the gospel message with millions of children through CPCs. In Botswana, one child said,
"The God you introduced to us is different. He has the power to change our lives."
A school bully in the British Virgin Islands made the life-changing decision to receive Jesus. In a sensitive country in the Middle East, an 8-year-old girl's new relationship with Jesus gave her joy and boldness.
She said, "I thought Christmas is Santa Claus's birthday. But today I came to know that Jesus is the center of our CPC celebration because He brought joy, peace, and salvation for me when He died on the cross and rose again." The teacher was surprised to see such a shy, quiet girl dance with joy as she sang the Christmas song.
God's work through CPCs doesn't end when the parties are over.
Almost all of the children responded to receive Jesus as Savior at a CPC in Liberia. Each child received a Wonder devotional book and were told to read it each day together with their family. 10 parents called to thank our staff. Through devotional times with the children, they believed in Jesus.
These testimonies are only a portion of the incredible work God did through CPCs in 2024. We are pleased to announce that CEF conducted over 9,000 CPC training seminars with over 247,000 volunteers who held over 309,000 CPCs and reached over 10.3 million children with the good news of Jesus. That's a 12.5% increase over 2023. And of those, over 3.5 million were counseled for salvation. After seeing the impact, our workers around the world committed to begin over 39,000 Good News Clubs so the children can continue to learn more about Jesus. All glory goes to Him. God worked through our devoted staff, volunteers, donors, and prayer partners to carry out His mission to tell children around the world the good news of Jesus and give them opportunity to receive eternal life through Him. Praise God for the wondrous things He has done.
I thought Christmas was Santa Claus's birthday. Sad, isn't it, in one way? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, we read, "In their case," and I'm paraphrasing it a bit, "the God of this world has blinded the minds of children to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ." What should be celebrated as the greatest event on earth, as we remember this morning, when God took human form, God condescended into being the form of a servant, is today become a season of celebration and gift giving and of Santa Claus and other fables. But CEF has endeavored during this period, during this season, to share the gospel. And as you heard, in 2024, God blessed us to reach over 10 million children. And we praise God that this ministry continues to grow. I'm not sure if you can read, the chart is not very clear, but the green stripe that you see is one of the most sensitive regions of the world, is Middle East. And that is where we are able to reach the highest number of children. Over 5 million children were reached just in the Middle East, where there are Arab, Muslims, and Hindu fanatics. But God has blessed us, and this ministry continues to grow. Other than that, we have five-day clubs or Christian Youth in Action. This is a discipleship program for teenagers where we train them so that they can be missionaries for the Lord. We also have a program for children called Go and Tell. In Matthew and Mark, we read about the Great Commission. The Lord said before He left, "Go and preach the gospel." So based on that, we have a Go and Tell program where we train those children who have accepted the Lord, who are believers, that they can, using some tools, what we call wordless books, again, you will find those on the table there. We train children how to use it so that they can tell their friends. Our children who are believers can reach more of their friends than we can as adults. And so this is a desire of CEF, that we can train the next generation to be missionaries for the Lord, and they can start when they're young. And what we have seen is young children or children are more than willing to, and they're not shy to share the gospel. They're willing to share the joy with their friends. And we have so many experiences of that. Now, to do this, one of the aspects of CEF or ministries of CEF is training. We firmly believe, and you saw in the video too, that even from even before 1937, training ministries were started. We now have a very formal way of training with clear curriculum. We have super seminars. So let's say Fenton Crossing Bible Chapel wants to have a training for their teachers. We can come and do specialized super seminars. You can contact Cindy for that. Cindy is here as the main contact, as Mark said, the representative for this part of Greater St. Louis. And so she can connect you and arrange for trainings. We also have more trainings that are teaching children effectively, level one and level two. Level one is how to evangelize boys and girls, how to create Bible lessons, how to teach a memory verse, how to teach songs, not just to make children sing it, but to understand the meaning and sing. Teaching children effectively level 2 is on discipling, is on growth. So for children who have known the Lord, how they can grow in the Word. You heard again in the video of Children's Ministry Institute. Now, the Children's Ministry Institute Center of Excellence is here in Warrenton, so it's very close to you. They are the ones who create the curriculum for our global needs, so the experts are here. If someone is dedicated to be a full-time children's worker with CEF, then we desire that they can be trained fully through Children's Ministry Institute. As I mentioned, Christian Youth in Action is a training program that is for teenagers so that they can be discipled on how to share the gospel. One of the other aspects of CEF is we love to partner with each one of you, and we would love to provide you with literature. You have again seen samples of that is available at the back. In fact, you're all very familiar with the missionary who went to Oka to meet the Oka Indians. Do you know his name? Jim Elliott. I hear some of you very whispering it. Yes, you're very familiar to him. He's from, I believe he was in St. Louis area. He's a person who's touched my life personally when I read Elizabeth Elliott's books. And so we have a missionary story of Jim Elliott, you will see at the back. So we teach and we produce materials that can be used to teach children mission stories, Bible lessons, and various other materials. We even have a series for middle school children called Junior Youth Challenge, which is more in terms of contemporary topics that they are confronted with, where Satan is again trying to bring these kind of deceptions into their lives of evolution. So we have some that are dealing with those materials too. Now, they're not only available in print, but also in digital copies. You can order them offline, online. Our website is cfpress.com. So if you go there, you will see all the materials that are available both in print as well as digital versions. Now, one of our digital ministries that we have entered into since COVID is called Unite. And these are platforms that we have created for children so that they can access videos that are Bible-centric, children-friendly, instead of getting onto YouTube. It's called Unite TV. We also have Unite Audio or Unite Radio, which they can listen to podcasts. And we also have Unite Kids, which is a platform where they can engage and have, again, very safe environment that they can interact and play some Bible-centric games and other aspects. I would highly encourage that you look at it. We have at the back small cards called Unite. If you take it, you can scan it. You can download these applications. They are very, very child-friendly, and they are very Bible-centric. We have writers who go through everything to make sure that they're scriptural, they are doctrinal before we publish any of our literature online or in print. And like this, we come to churches and we would love to partner with you. You saw in the video that there are many ways that you can partner with us, and we do look forward so that we can have a mutual partnership. We can come and offer trainings, we can give you literature, and you can support us by praying for us, first of all, and also supporting us in various monetary forms or any other form. As I said, we are close by. We are only a one-hour drive. If you would like to visit us on campus, we can make arrangements so that if anybody wants to see the CF property here and see more and know more about us, then I can arrange for that too. So, in 2024, God has blessed us that we have been able to reach boys and girls with the gospel. And as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 9, we read, "So whether we are home or away, we make it our aim to please them." And that is what, as CEF, we want to do. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." And so being aware of the aspect that we are held accountable for the life God has given us and the time God has given us, so that when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that we will be able to receive the due rewards that has done. Child Evangelism Fellowship, over last many years, the missionaries have been going around and sharing the gospel with this aim, that we would please our Master. So God blessed us with wonderful results, that over 3,500 missionaries, of which 97% are nationals. They're not missionaries who have gone out from another country, but they are locals who have served with CEF, and they have trained over 500,000 volunteers, church members, and children's workers, so that through them, over 26 million children have heard the gospel in 2024, and we praise God for that. But more children have even heard the gospel through literature or other digital media, so that the total is over 31 million children in 2024 who were impacted by the ministry of CEF. Now, these are the reported numbers. They're not 100%. There are many that we have not heard of or we do not know, but these are just the reports that we have received. As CEF, we have divided the globe into 8 regions, and you can see the regions there. They're a little different from what maybe globally you would hear of them. But if you start from the east, we have Asia Pacific, which is that reddish color. Orange is Europe, and so on across all the way to our region where we are at is the green, which is North American and Caribbean region. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 5, we read, "For even when we come into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within." Many of our missionaries are in very sensitive countries, and they are facing a lot of challenges, and they are at risk to their own lives in many countries where there's civil war, there's persecution. Even earlier today, I was talking to a sister about India. You don't hear much about India in the news, but persecution in India is at the highest level of what it has ever been. For the last over 10 years, the Hindu Nationalist Party has taken over India, and the persecution is at a peak. Churches, every week we hear of churches being torn down, of believers being beaten, of missionaries who have been stripped naked and made to walk through the middle of the street while they are beaten, and people make fun, and so many other ways. We hear of persecution in many other countries, in the communist countries, in the Muslim countries. So as this verse says, afflicted at every turn, they continue to share the gospel. Sometimes when the persecution is at a peak, we offer to evacuate them, and most of the time their response is, if we leave, who will share the gospel to these children who are in darkness? And at risk to their lives, they continue to share the gospel. I want to share a few testimonies with you from some of the regions in the time that I have. I don't know if I can cover all of it, but I will try as much as I can. These are the stats that you see. Our regional director is Samuel So, who is a Korean, is based in Thailand. And one of the countries is in Mongolia. And our workers there, we were told that the club that you see is a worker had to travel 400 kilometers to Zavkan and to meet the children there. And about 200 children gathered together, and she was able to share the gospel. One of our workers in Mongolia is 76 years old. And she goes out and shares the gospel. And she has to travel many far places. In fact, one of the places that she traveled to, when she reached there, she found that meningitis was spreading around, and so the place was under quarantine. So instead of being able to bring all the children together, at risk to her life, this 76-year-old grandmother went to each house, gathered the children together, and shared the gospel. What a passion for the Lord and for the gospel. North Korea is one country, as you know, where there is no Christian work. We as CEF, that is one country that we do not have ministry, and we are praying, and every day, every week we pray that God would bring the walls down so that we can go in and share the gospel. So join with us in praying for North Korea. In Europe, Julian is the leader. He's in Romania. And we had this testimony from Armenia, where when one of the children, there were two boys in a home, when they were invited to Good News Club, the father refused to send them to Good News Club. They grew, they went to join the army. Their little sister, Hamsik, was invited to hear the gospel without her parents knowing. She came to these clubs, she came to know the Lord, and she started sharing the gospel even with her friends. The parents saw a change in Hamsik, and the mother said that one day when she entered the room, she saw Hamsik kneeling and praying. And they were so touched by the change in this girl's life that the father started bringing Hamsik to the Good News Clubs. That is the change that the gospel brings. And later, the boys have also come to know the Lord, even though they are much older. Iran is a country where you probably have been hearing of the persecution that's happening. Our leaders in Iran, there were three workers, they had to flee from Iran because of persecution. They went to another country, Armenia. And here you can see, they've not stopped sharing the gospel. They found a lot of Iranian refugees in that country, and they continued to share the gospel and preach the gospel. Like that, across, I have so many testimonies. In Armenia, I think some of you remember Sophia, who was here last year when she had come and she shared the gospel that for 5 years, I mean, she shared her testimony, for 5 years, churches had been closed. But look at this boy. He got a book through one of the Good News Clubs or Christmas Party Clubs, a small tract, and he loves reading it, and he reads it every day, and he's sharing with his friends the gospel. In Syria, you've been hearing about the war that is happening in Syria. A lot of work was happening. Our workers were tirelessly working there, but for the last few weeks, we have no contact with them. We don't even know what is their status. We have tried messaging them. Everything is blocked. Islamists have taken over this country. In Pakistan, the work continues. A rich businessman invited children to his home so that they could hear the gospel. Now, these photos are blurred because they are sensitive, and so that's the reason. So don't think that it was an out-of-focus one. And in other countries, you saw in Nepal how going over the mountain ranges in that snow-filled areas, risk to their life, the workers were reaching the gospel far into the heights of those regions. In Africa, in Burundi, there was this club in which about 700 children were brought together and they could hear the gospel. It was not easy to travel. Our workers had to travel on motorcycles for long distances. In fact, in one of the clubs, they even had sign language. The gospel was even being preached in sign language to the children, and many came to hear the gospel. About 1,800 volunteers traveled and shared the gospel so that 49,000 children in Burundi heard the gospel, and about 12,000 of them came to know the Lord. And so on. Across in Namibia, open-air camps were held, children's camps were held. In Mozambique, if you've been hearing, last year in November, there was a serious revolt that was happening. There was civil war, and some of the images were gruesome. But in the midst of that, in the midst of curfew, it's not very clear, but the missionary there is a Korean missionary. At risk to her life, she went from kindergarten to kindergarten and shared the gospel. She even preached in the open air, and hundreds of children heard the gospel. She was late to get back. She had to quickly rush back home before the curfew closed, and so on. In West and Central Africa, you can again see in Cameroon, outdoor, open-air ministries. In Liberia, you heard that of how schools are being opened so that children can hear the gospel. In Latin America, in Brazil, indigenous Amazonians are hearing the gospel. God worked amazingly that we could train indigenous tribal people so that they could take the gospel back into Amazon, into the jungle so that they can hear the gospel. In Nicaragua, which is a country which is close to the gospel, where we are not able to even send the materials, God blessed us that there too the indigenous people are hearing the gospel. Here in North America and Caribbean region, we have testimonies coming from even some of the smallest islands. You probably might not even have heard of some of these islands, or well, I hadn't. And so in British Virgin Islands and in St. Martin, the gospel continues to be preached. In Canada, we had an opportunity. One of our missionaries was able to get together a group of Syrian refugees, Muslims. You can see them. They are actually, they've still got their headgear on, and the gospel was preached. So as I mentioned, CEF, our vision is to reach every child of every nation with the gospel and have opportunity for them to read God's word every day. We have various devotional materials that we print that are children friendly, that even that they can use so that they can preach the gospel. Mr. O's vision in about 100 years before has led to this ministry being what it is. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 18, Paul writes, "With him we are sending the brother who is famous among all the churches for his preaching of the gospel." Mr. O's legacy continues. We are all following his footsteps, and God's vision is that more children would hear the gospel. He has given us as a vision that if we are reaching 26 million children now, by the year 2032, we would like to reach 100 million children every year. Pray with us, partner with us. If you are led by the Lord, you can also support our ministry. I will end by reading what we heard last week from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 as a reminder to us of when we were reminded. The four rules that we heard last week, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and reading from verse 6. The point is this. Rule number one, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Let us be those who would sow bountifully. In verse 7 it says, each one must give as he has decided. That was rule number two that we heard, that whatever God has given us in our heart to give, let us give, not looking at others. And the third rule we heard was, also in verse 7, God loves a cheerful giver. Let us give cheerfully. And the fourth rule that we heard was, he who supplies seed to the sower, verse 10, and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing. So may the Lord bless us that as you've heard from this report, that you would be those who would partner with us. First of all, and most urgently, we ask for prayer support. As I mentioned, many of our workers are in very sensitive, very difficult areas. Pray for CEF work, even here in the United States. It is not easy, and if Cindy would share, she would say that. Apathy to the gospel, resistance to sending children to the gospel, the work of satanic forces and the satanic church is very strong here. Where there is freedom of religion, the devil's attack, the wiles of the devil, is to bring other forms of distractions, modern distractions, or even satanic influences. So pray with us, partner with us, and we would love to partner with you to support you in your children's work, and partner with us. And if you're led by the Lord, as it says, if it's the Lord puts in your heart, then do support us so that millions of children around the world can continue to hear the gospel. Thank you. God bless you.